question. Mm-hmm. When we say these words after the session, we mention Ivan's name and Lodwig's name, and we were talking about it last night and wondering why would we mention their names when they're already somewhere else?
Where are they now?
Well, we have no idea.
Can it be here somewhere?
Pardon?
Can he be here now? Who knows?
But they wouldn't know that they wouldn't know their last names.
No.
That's right, yeah.
But does he know you? If you don't know where he is, but if he could see you, and if he heard what we just mentioned, the Kusla extension for him.
Can we say it's not a matter of the name, but of the intention or the thought? One is thinking of a particular stream of jitters that we know by that name. There's no other way to make reference to them.
So it's just
the most direct way to refer to them anyway.
We could say, to be more accurate, we could say those jitters we used to refer to as previously known as Ivan Walsh.
Right, yes. Okay, I understand that.
Another thing is, it's also for those who are here to have to come up memories of the deceased, for those who are here.
Because
obviously, Ivan will not know we've done this, but for those who are sitting here will hear his name, mm-hmm. and it is mm-hmm. just to promote kind memories mm-hmm. of Ivan or of Lodovic.
If he was born in Deva, he can know.
That's what we talked about last night.
Mm-hmm. We don't know where he is now.
In case he could know.
Yeah.
Devas can remember their past lives.
Well, we thought it was just hungry ghosts that rejoice in merits.
Anyone can rejoice, even human being can.
I would like you to say more. Yesterday we talked a little bit about Vijnanacharya, Jnanacharya, and Jnanacharya, and I would like to hear more on this. What that means, Vijnanacharya, Jnanacharya.
Yeah, when we talk about the Ahetuka Cittas, they are all Vijnanacharya because they arise to see, hear, and so on, and then after that, it usually is Jnana. Akusala. And when Panya develops, it is Jnanacharya, Vipassana Jnana, and so on.
Because yesterday we thought about this, like Vijnana, it's Vipaka, and what was interesting was Jnana and Jnana, and we thought of that, like the Jnana, it's not only Akusala, but also Kusala.
Jnana is just akusala. Lobha, dosa, moha. Jnana, no jnana.
But even kusala have no jnana, some of the kusala.
So we don't talk about that. We just talk about vijnana and jnana and jnana, not including even samatha bhavana or jhana at all.
It's not meant to be inclusive of all kinds of jitas.
Oh, okay, so that doesn't... Okay, that's everything. I think it's from Patisambhita Magga by Sariputta.
So it's only referring to Vipaka Jitas, Akusala Jitas, and then Vipassana Jnanas, insight Jitas. Not including jhana, jitas, akusala, or other kinds of kusala.
Like Pathama Chitta, Tutiya Chitta, and Pachima Chitta, that's all. We don't have to talk about all when we just think about that only, not other things. So now, at this moment, vinyana, or what? Vinyana jariya. Jariya is behavior. So now it's vinyana jariya, or what? Of the three, what is it now? Vinyana jariya for sure. Ahetuka seeing here. And also anyana jariya. And what about the jnana jariya? See?
Not yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Seldom. Developing.
Still trying.
Still trying.
Ajahn, how would you explain the jariya itself of this vinyana, anyana, and jnana?
The behavior. It behaves. It has to do seeing. It has to do hearing. It's now. Usually we don't think about now, we think about book. But now at this moment, it is vinyana jariya. Who can stop its arising, performing its function? It has to be. And it now is like that, seeing, vinyana jariya, hearing. And do we have to think of each citta in details? Not necessary, just understanding that after Bhavanka, then there must be Vithichitta, the Tutiya Chitta. No matter it's Kusala or Akusala, they all fall away. Just learn to understand that they are not self. Is this not enough? Not self. No matter it's Akusala, attachment, aversion, ignorance, or Kusala, just arise by conditions and then fall away each moment.
About the accumulation and the tendency of accumulation. It is all nama is accumulated. Mm-hmm. It's right?
Akusala and akusala.
And this follows the trend and the tendency. It's the tendency of accumulation is growing.
You mean?
It means when we have the trend of accumulation is growing.
Arising and falling away succeeds one another and pass on from this moment to other moment. Like we come here and we heard many words, and from the first word up to now, there can be understanding of them. If there is not the first word, the second word, how can there be the understanding of what we are talking about?
I think when you say growing, what you mean is, for example, a moment of lobha attachment now, conditions more lobha, more attachment in future. So the tendency for lobha gets stronger and stronger.
Yeah.
More and more conditions for lobha to arise.
Is it possible? Yeah, I think that it is the tendency in the sense you said, but you cannot, if there is a if. So we should, how can I say, for the loha, when is it,
Is there lopa now?
Yeah, every time.
Yeah. Why do you call it lopa? Do you have to call it, or it's that which is attached?
It's attached.
That's it. No matter to call it lopa or not lopa, or it accumulated or not, but since there is lopa right now, and it can be lopa next moment, and
yeah,
other moment as well,
you know,
everything is not eradicated.
Lopa and dosa, so what is better?
And ignorance, no, they're all bad.
Yeah, we know better. So what else? Yes, cannot
what
choose.
Is better, moha without lopa, moha without dosa? Just moha. Is it all right? Just moha without lopa and dosa. Is it all right?
Yeah.
No. It's still unwholesome. Not understanding.
Moha is wholesome. All lopa.
Yeah. Yeah. The base, the root for all akusala dhamma. It does mean that you have only more and more lopa. It means that you also have more and more moha too.
I think yesterday or the day before you mentioned something about the tendencies being accumulated and passing on from one citta to another in this life. But then since the Patisthanis citta is different from other cittas in one's life, so you wonder whether these tendencies can be passed on from one citta to the next citta in the sense of Patisthanis citta. Would you like
yes,
to...
Yes, it's another meaning, but it's not... Yes, it's also an interesting question also. It's
yes,
not... Yes, exactly like Tom said, it is also another question because we have a special citta for the normal life, so it is affect the tendency of growing accumulation or not.
Thinking about you all the time, or understanding whatever appears as not self, is much better.
Yes.
So what is not self at this moment?
Thinking
is not self. It's conditioned
mind,
to think like this.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it falls away. And there is seeing and hearing, not thinking.
Yes.
The patimacitta and tutiyacitta, that's all.
Yeah, but I have a tendency to think a lot.
Yes, everyone. Because
yeah.
After seeing, there must be thinking. After hearing, there must be thinking. Otherwise, one doesn't know what is experienced.
So just know that it's thinking?
When it's not seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, and the other kusala things or akusala things, or panya is there thinking too.
Whose thinking is it? Just thinking, that's right. So it's not me who has a tendency or thinks a lot.
Yeah,
it's just conditioned dharmas, just that think.
And
it's not
that.
Just in theory, it's in
yeah.
Truth, in reality. It's like that no self who can think or see or hear.
Do you also wonder about the fact that if, say, lobha keeps accumulating, then it grows very strong? Is that your question too? What happens if it keeps accumulating?
You cannot avoid that because it is a reality. The aloha is a reality. You cannot avoid it, cannot do anything about that. So it keeps accumulating and it keeps its tendency growing. So
it arises more and more often.
Yeah.
And it's not you. Learn to understand reality which appears as Dhamma, that which is real, is conditioned. It arises and falls away. So we learn to understand whatever appears now as it is. Like hearing, it's not you. And after hearing, there's thinking. Even thinking is conditioned, not you. In a day, it's like this. Don't expect to have less attachment, aversion, and ignorance. But by understanding reality as it is, then right understanding develops. It can understand better and better the non-self of realities.
That's what's meant by accumulate or by natural decisive support condition that we were talking a lot about when lobha arises. It's a condition for lobha to arise in future. So why is lobha arising now? Because it's been conditioned in the past. Just as panya now will condition more panya in future.
And how can there be less lobha, dosa, and moha?
Right understanding.
Mm-hmm.
But the thinking is not led to understanding because it's the reality.
Akusla things or kusla things in a day, one can see that when there are conditions for kusla to arise more than akusla, it is kusla which thinks, to understand reality which now appears, to consider more, to understand what Dhamma is, whatever appears now, no matter we call it Dhamma or not, it's real, it's a reality, that's all. So we can have tendency to understand directly of that which appears, rather thinking about many things about it. Is hardness real at moment of touching?
Yes.
Is it you?
No.
So learn to understand whatever appears. Otherwise, one's always forgetful to understand.
What do you mean when I say learn? Because
learn is begin to consider.
Who?
And no one at all. Like seeing now who, hearing now who, thinking now who. But there are seeing and there are many moments of thinkings. Know who, they are gone. Do they still now stay permanent? From considering, one can see that seeing is not hearing, so they cannot arise together. Just little understanding will bring about more understanding of uncontrollable realities. They are arisen from conditions. No one can control. No one can direct it to be this way or that way.
When you mention who considers, I think we can take it in the perspective of what conditions considering. So when you listen to Ajahn talking or when you read the Dhamma about the nature of reality, and when, for example, Ajahn stressed on the importance of what appears now, and it appears by conditions, all that can condition the considering, and if it happens more and more often, it's being accumulated also with how it's learning, but actually no one is learning, it's just conditioned.
if you noticed, there was a reference earlier to Pacto Venezia, Pace. So I think it was said that past loba, that has accumulated, conditions the arising of present loba by Pacto Venezia, Pace.
And what is the Pali to the loba that arises now that is conditioned by
Pachupana? Pachaya is the loba which conditions the loba in future,
for example, and the pachupana, the dhamma that is conditioned by pachaya. Because today is the last day for Hai and Tiny Tam, and one or two of you, I think, Tam also were asking about one or two of the details that we've been discussed. So one or two things I just wanted to briefly summarize, and Ajahn may add more. So for example, I think Hung and Hai, you were asking about Sahajata and Anyamanya Pachya. So Sahajata Pachya, we've mentioned quite a few times in the last few days. This is the one, in English it's translated as conascence condition. For example, we all know that when a citta arises, it arises with at least 7 citta seekers. So at that moment, the citta and the citta seekers condition each other by sahajata pachya. And when rupas arise together in a kalapa, they have to arise together, so they condition each other by sahajata conascence condition. And there's another condition that is a little bit close but not quite the same, anyamanya condition, mutuality condition. So when the citta seekers arise together, they not only condition each other by sahajata because they arise conascently together, but they support each other, they prop each other up. So sometimes for anyamanya condition, the example is given of a tripod. So the 3 sticks of the tripod support each other. So in the case of the citta seekers, they condition each other by rising together and by supporting each other. Now, Ajahn's question the other day at breakfast was, for example, in the case of citta rupa. So this is the rupa that is conditioned by citta. For example, if someone says something embarrassing and we blush, this is rupa. Rupas are conditioned by the citta at that moment. So the citta, as I understand, the citta and the rupa conditioned by the citta have to arise together. So they condition each other by sahajata pachya because they arise conascently. But in this case, we can't say they condition each other by anyamanya condition, because the citta conditions the rupa, but the rupa depends on the citta, so it doesn't support or prop up the citta. So in some cases, like the citta seekers arising, or the 4 Mahabhuta rupas, the 4 primary rupas, they condition each other by sahajata and anyamanya condition. But some cases, like that one of the citta rupa, we can't say that the rupa also conditions the citta by anyamanya condition. Or in the case of the derived rupas, 4 primary rupas, and the derived rupas that arise together with each other condition each other by sahajata, but by anyamanya we can't say the derived rupas prop up the primary rupas because they depend on them. Is that
I remember on that morning, Ajahn asked about the rupa can condition citta to appear. So the answer is no.
Well, I would say actually by sahajata pachya it does, because it arises together. But because the rupa is dependent on the citta, not by anyamanya pachya, so the rupa is dependent on the citta. So
the citta conditions rupa, but actually by sahajata they condition each other.
What about in the case of the rupa, which is the visible object, and the rupa, which is the eye sense, and then they can condition the seeing consciousness? In that case, it's the aramana pachaya.
At the moment of seeing visible object, the visible object at that moment is aramana pachaya, for seeing, because it is the object. So aramana just means object. So at a moment of seeing, visible object is the object. So it conditions seeing by being the object at that moment.
But can we say
also by many other conditions too?
So can we mention this as the case where rupa conditions citta?
We could say not only reality, but also any object is a condition for citta by way of aramana pachaya, even concept, like thinking about the book, even the concept at that moment is a condition, just because it is the object at that moment. And then fine detail, but for example, at a moment of birth,
yes,
the patisandhi citta conditions the hadiyawatu, the heart base, condition each other by sahajata, because they arise together at the same moment, and also by anyamanya, because they support each other. But the other rupas that are conditioned at that moment of birth, such as the body sense and the male or female sex, they arise together by sahajata, but they depend on the citta, so not by anyamanya. So it gets very complicated.
Would that be by birth? At birth. Or conception?
A birth means at conception, the first citta of life.
So what is pachaya now? One is aramana pachaya. And hetu pachaya. Right. Almost 24. Right. Nisya pachaya. Upanishad. Yes, when it's understanding developed from now on. Yeah, otherwise how come the panya, which is samadhi of the Eightfold Path, if there is none now?
So it shows it's not a self who understands or whatever, there must be conditions for that. There must be magga pachaya.
Mm-hmm.
And Ajahn, can you explain magga pachaya, because I totally don't remember this kind of
what
pachaya.
Are they? Magga pachaya?
I think it must be panya.
Ole? What else can be magga pachaya? Magga pachaya. Forget about the eight already? Yeah. And can wrong understanding be maka? See?
Ka.
Yeah. Wrong mark, as wrong as there is wrong mark. Even wrong understanding is wrong mark. Mm-hmm.
Wrong understanding is maka pachaya.
For? Wrong path.
Wrong path, okay.
Mm-hmm.
It says right
and far
right, and wrong path.
So, Ajahn, can we say that it's not a self who practices correctly or wrongly? That this is a condition, like magga pachaya, that is vicca patipada and samma patipada. Can we say it's not a self who...
We have to understand what's meant by sammapmitta and samma patipatta too. For instance, even the development of jhana up to the rupa jhana or arupa jhana, they are not the samma patipatta because it's not the path leading to the end of cycle of birth and death.
Just arrived from Germany and she's come straight into a classroom of Pali Temple. What would you like to hear about, Gabby? You were just asking a little bit about the death of our friend and the reminders. Would you like to hear about that, or what would you like to hear about?
I just listen.
I just anything.
Anything. Seeing anything is of value.
Not only words, I believe.
Sometimes we feel tired or confused, a lot of doubts. And
forget that they are all Dhamma, see?
Everything.
Mm-hmm. At that very moment. If it's not moment of forgetful, it's more, what you call it, very interesting to develop understanding.
I still have in mind the sutta we talk about, that in the Pariyaya Sutta about the fire, and that was said the Jaku and
Excuse me, is it hot now? Or it doesn't seem like it's fire or hot at all. See, only words. But at moment when there's more understanding, right understanding can see. But when right understanding is not enough, it's just not fire at all. So it's fire for those who understand it better and better. What about dirtiness instead of fire? Is it okay?
Mm-hmm.
See, it depends on what you see it. Like a fire or like a dirty things.
I wanted to ask about the contact, Pada, from this sutta. There is eye contact, ear contact, tongue contact.
Excuse me, each moment.
Yes.
Yeah.
But it still seems everything shows up as a situation. And John is sitting here, Nina is here.
Pada thing, accompany moment of thinking. Parsa arises with citta, which thinks. You didn't think about other things because a moment ago parsa performed its function of Jonathan. Not Sarah, not Cup, see, depending on parsa as well. For citta to experience concept or reality.
Because that was said, because I wanted to ask about particular thing, about thinking in terms, thinking about the situations, and sometimes there are pleasant situations, like a glitch even.
So,
pleasant, unpleasant.
Okay,
even.
What about kusala things or akusala things? Much better than situation? Because one is trapped by situation instead of knowing that it's only citta, which is akusala. Or a kusala.
What do you mean by pleasant and unpleasant things?
Yeah, I mean, even now, there is a pleasant contact and unpleasant contact, or neither. So, for example, one moment there can be pleasant about things, and afterwards it's unpleasant.
For example,
I'm just trying to say, because it was said by Samapada that Paza, Pachaya Vedana, Vedana, because pleasant and unpleasant, so.
Pasa is not Vedana.
You know.
So Pasa is not Vedana.